Pausing, they listened to the eerie sound. Clarinna carried on singing, oblivious to their presence.
Sleep now, my love. Rest quietly in peace. The cost of thy blood now is paid. For I with mine own paw fulfilled the warrior's law, exacting vengeance with this shining blade. Thy son and daughter too, who'll grow not knowing you, I'll tell them that you dwell by tranquil streams, amidst the silent trees, mid fields of memories. Mayhap sometimes you'll visit them in dreams. Sleep now, my love, sleep on. For time will dry all tears and ease the pain. Now justice has been done. Sleep on, my love, sleep on. Until the day when we shall meet again.
As they mounted the stairs, Buckler observed,
Clarinna won't recover properly until her babes are back with her. They're happy enough for the moment with Mumsy, the old water vole, thanks to Ambrovina and Diggs. How's the old rascal doing, ma'am?
Marjoram led the way up to the infirmary.
See for yourself. Sister Fumbrell has taken care of that dreadful head wound he took, but at the moment he's drifting in and out of consciousness.
Diggs lay very still on his sickbay bed. His head swathed in a turban of herb salves and bandages. Buckler stood staring at his friend as he spoke to Sister Fumbrell.
How's he doing, sister?
The jolly otter healer shook her head dubiously.
There's no way of knowing, sir. He's been like that since he was carried up here. It was a terrible wound. A stroke of a big sword, I think. He's lost an ear and been scarred for life. I'm waiting on him to wake up, but he ain't responding.